Hello, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for my supporters that are there cheering this podcast on. Now, I wanted to just give you guys an update, but it feels kind of all over the place, and that's kind of to be expected, right? In regards the moon in Capricorn. Even though it feels so like in charge, you feel all over the place, especially your emotions, right? But it's like we are aware of it. We already know. But one of the things that I wanted to tell you guys is that we are breaking, we are doing breakthroughs. Yes, breaking these patterns. Like, we already are knowing that that the patterns that we have been so fond of, it comes from trauma and fear, right? And with that, we no longer want to hide behind our parents' beliefs, our old beliefs, and even beliefs of other people, beliefs of society. So we are doing this, and we're doing it one step at a time, and we're doing it on our own. It feels very much that if you want something, you have to go and get it. Nobody's going to do it for you. And that's very much how it feels. And if you are still kind of, you feel like you're alone because you're waiting from somebody from the outside. But everything is kind of, everything that is working with you and for you is from the inside, from the unknown, right? And you feel like this because in a 3D mentality, you're not seeing anything physical. But you have your moon cycles, you have your herbs, you have things that you can alchemize to bring this into fruition, right? Like, you have the divine, you have the moons, right? You have little initiations within yourself, right? And so you're kind of knowing what you need to do. Right now, with this energy that we are feeling, you're really seeing like, it's kind of like a little step back that you are wanting to, because you are seeing it what it is, it's truly could be, right? You're already seeing the polarity of it, right? It's like, if I move forward with this, I see trauma, I see cycles, I see karma, right? If I don't move forward with it, I see peace. I see a different path. I see something that I have not done before. Now, what is it that is holding you to want to continue this path that you have done before? And it's, you are accustomed to it. You're used to it. But is that what you want? And I think that's where we are right now. It's like, now you are not going with, You see more than the naked eye. You know what it is. Could it be different? Would you want it to be different? Yes, but don't let that fool you. What could potentially be? Because if you are a person that can see the better good of all this, right, it sometimes kind of backfires on you because you have done that before, right? You saw the good in people. You saw what it could potentially be. But you have to really use this this energy on what it really is. One moment, you guys. And the reality of this is that there's still things that are hidden, right? And do you want to move forward with things that are still hidden? And that's kind of, you have to use all aspects but not get really involved with the mental aspect. It's like, okay, I see it, then it's not. Don't try to analyze it and try to get a different result, because it's not going to give you a different result. You know, you're not kind of, right? It's like giving an excuse for this judgment, right? But no, it's like, it is true. What do? Step away. How do you go about that? Just step away. Just forget about it. Now, does it suck? Yeah, it does, right? But are they coming clean? Or are they coming dirty? I would say it's better using your better judgment, using really your intuition. And as I have this, I have the element of air and the beautiful Mother Gaia, the beautiful tree that's here, with a lot of confirmation. It's like, yes. So you have your ancestors as well that are guiding you through this. So that is what's going on. And so yes, my beautiful friends, thank you. And then I have the beautiful birds out here as well. Thank you again. Namaste, and until next time.